When it comes to Supreme Court decisions, sure, there are a few things that we don't all agree on. Over the years, the highest court in our land has made some remarkable calls that have altered the course of history, typically for the better. Amistad, Dred Scott, Gitlow versus New York, the list goes on. But one of the decisions that most of us living in polite society do not call into question is Brown versus the Board of Education. You know, the one that ended segregation in schools, a fundamentally necessary tenet that ensures all kids are granted the right to equal opportunity to learn, in theory. Yeah, but you guessed it, one of President Donald Trump's judicial nominees, Wendy Vitter in Louisiana, isn't so sure about that. When asked about Brown v. Board, she said at her confirmation meeting that she didn't think nominees should offer up their personal opinion about SCOTUS decisions because it was their job to uphold them regardless of their own feelings. Alrighty then, glad we know where Vitter stands on that one. Something tells me that her judgment might not be the most sound. I'm Clinton Yates. And that's my take.